Good afternoon. Eric Damery from Freedom Scientific, and also up is Dusty Voorhees and Ron Miller. I'm going to start first and talk a little bit about what's going on with JAWS and what we're doing here at the show with JAWS, and then Dusty's going to talk about Open Book and Magic, and Ron's going to finish up talk about the PacMate and some of the things happening here at the show. First of all, on Tuesday, we're going to do a session in Hall 3 between noon and 5 on JAWS, which I'm going to give. So we've got about a three-hour slot there, and I intend on trying to show you as much about JAWS 5.1, which is a free update coming out around the 1st of August for all 5.0 customers. And I'll spend as much of the time on the new features, including the new internet-based authorization scheme that's going to be replacing the 3.5-inch authorization scheme that's been in place for years. We'll also demonstrate Citrix and remote desktop, provided I have an internet connection. And the realization came to me while I was sitting in here listening that I didn't get a confirmation on that, so I don't know if I have it in Hall 3. I'll do whatever I can to get a wireless connection so I can demonstrate Citrix. I have a server down in Florida that I can tie into and show that. And we'll be talking about some of the other key features that are coming in 5.1. And then we'll look ahead and talk a little bit about dates for the next upgrade coming out of 6.0 later in the year. In addition to that, I'd just like to add, make sure you come by and see us in the exhibit hall. We've got booths 1 through 5. As soon as you come in the exhibit hall, if you follow the carpet up, we're the first 5 booths on the right-hand side. We've got PacMates all over the bench down there. We've got about 4 or 5 representatives that know all of the products standing by and somebody to answer your questions and get you registered for the drawing for the giveaway that Ron's going to tell you about when he goes. So with that, unless there's any specific questions on JAWS, I'll turn it over to Dusty. Is there anything specific for me? All right, here's Dusty.
We are showing down in the booth both our newest updates to Magic and JAWS to bring a few of you up to speed. In Magic Note 9.0, we added in improvements to our mouse enhancements with transparency and sizing, dynamic sizing of them. We added a similar type feature to cursor enhancements. We actually colorized the blinking cursor, as well as adding enhancements around them to help you track those. We have a full scope of color enhancements in there that allow you to mix and match tinting together with color replacement together with inverting colors or different hues to the screen, so you can mix all those features together, which is unique within this industry right now, really giving you some dynamics for giving you colorization that will work for you on the screen. We also added in some new reading keystrokes to help with editing. We have a say line, say sentence, say paragraph. We have a, say clipboard, so once you've copied things to the clipboard, you can actually read what's on the clipboard so you know before you paste it. In the update, we included a say column so that it's especially handy on the internet to where, things are arranged in all different patterns, so you can actually say, hey, start reading this column from right here, and it'll read down through that column until it gets to the end, actually advancing the page in HTML and continuing reading the column. We also added in, reading the PDF documents, and we actually even have our mouse speech working in the PDF documents. So if you are using the mouse speech so it reads words or paragraphs, or words or sentences as you go along, it'll automatically read those. And we added support for reading Java applications in there. Also put a quick view frame in there so that you could actually build a frame around one portion of the screen and make that visible at any point you want or all the time if you'd like. We are working on an update to Magic, and it'll be a 9.02. We'll release within the next 30 to 45 days. In that, you're going to see that we have fractional magnification between 1x and 2x. In OpenBook 7, we added RealSpeak as a secondary synthesizer in there. We updated the scanning engine for the OmniPage side of our scanning engines. We added a fax capability, a photocopy capability, and a manager for the launchables. We will be coming out with a 702 here in the next 30 days or so, which will include FineReader 7 and improvements in the scanning and reading performance. So you're going to see a marked improvement in how long it takes to do scanning and recognizing of text. We are doing 3 sessions on these products. We'll have an open book users meeting that will be, which night is that? Tuesday night at 5 o'clock to 6. We're also doing, Bill Kilroy will be doing an open book new features session on Wednesday from 5 to 6 in Hall 3. And he will be doing a magic on Wednesday from 6 to 7 in Hall 3. The open book users meeting is also in Hall 3. If there are any questions on those two products, otherwise I'll turn it over to Ron. Yes.
I'm probably not going to be able to get to too many of the groups, but I'm very anxious to have a feature in OpenBook which allows me to go off and get a cup of coffee while something's scanning and come back and know whether I had the page in the right way or the wrong way. I mean, upside down or right side up.
Oh, so while it's scanning, then you want to come back and be able to get that piece of information?
Yeah, I mean, you finish scanning and it says page was right way up, but you can't come back you can't come back after the event and then and determine whether or not the page was the right way up.
Okay, so I add a keystroke that would give you that same chunk of information on demand.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, I'll turn it over to Ron.
Okay. Geez, I got after the two software guys, and I still have time left over, which is fantastic. I'm Ron Miller, also obviously product manager with Freedom Scientific, and we've got a couple of events I really want to tell you about. We have a 4-hour PacMe presentation coming on Wednesday from 1 to 5 in Hall 3, and I appreciate Dusty reminding me of the where, because my forgettery is much better than my memory. And you'll want to come to that because Brad Davis, the VP of Hardware Product Management, will be there to keep us all moving in the right direction on the presentation. And we're going to show you all the new stuff I'm going to tell you about in a minute. The other thing we're doing that you can be a part of right now is we're doing hands-on PacMate presentation instruction, whatever you want to call it, the PacMate experience. If you have read about the PacMate, heard about the PacMate, and want to actually get your digits on one and spend an hour with it and drive it around and put it through its paces and ask questions about it. We are in room 421. We are doing these basically, if the exhibit hall is open, myself and a couple other folks are going to be up there doing these demos and presentations or demonstrations. And I sort of hesitate to call it a demo because it won't be one of us sitting there running the PacMate in front of you. You're going to sit down with one of us and do everything from, if you want to be very simple, just get to know the lay of the land and how Pocket PC works, we'll do that. If you want to get on the internet and do some wireless internet browsing with it and see how that works and stream some audio and stuff, we're going to do that too. So a lot of chances to do things and to hang out because it's the 4th of July. They haven't totally been beating our doors down today, so come today or come up through this Wednesday. You already know a lot about the stuff. Been there, done that, have the T-shirt now. PacMate broke a lot of new ground, but you know about being able to multitask. You know about the connectivity, being able to use Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and two-way infrared and Ethernet and all those things. It's very connect agile, if I could call it that. You know that it can print to infrared and Bluetooth printers and the whole banana. You've heard that. So the question is, well, I've seen that. What more can it do? And that's what I'll tell you really briefly, and that's what you're going to see in the 4-hour presentation. And also, if you come to the trainings that we're doing, watch this space for the newest developments. They're going to be great ones. We've got our GPS solution coming up to be released in the fall, and that uses the Destinator GPS program plus our Street Talker application, so that you can get all of your pedestrian information. And it's very, very reasonably priced and very powerful. also be looking for the new FS Reader, which is our Daisy Reader, so you can use it with Daisy books on your PacMate. Multilingual support is coming now. So if those of you who are JAWS users, if you know what it's like to be able to switch languages on the fly from English to Spanish when you've got a document, that kind of stuff. I throw Spanish out there because it's the only one of the languages I can actually understand and function in. But there's others as well. So multilingual support, we'll show you that. And I feel like I'm missing something here. We've got a new thing out called Consumer IR. When we designed the PacMate, one of the things we knew was a need, and okay, it's not a great academic need or a huge financial kind of thing that'll set up your business career, at least probably not. But what you can do, we have the standard IR emitters in the PacMate that let you send data back and forth, and we also put a set of consumer commercial high power IR emitters so that once you load our consumer IR application, your PacMate will function as a fully I can't say function twice in one sentence. Your PacMate will be a fully functional remote. So you can control your TV, VCR, stereo. So not only will you have a talking remote, but a braille remote. And it's going to cover a whole... I'd have told that one first if I knew you were going to be so enthusiastic about it.
I can't even turn my stuff on. I need that.
Believe me, I understand. That's my wife's task in life. I say, please come do this. Anyway, so yeah, you'll have a talking and brailing remote. And... you know, if you don't want anybody to know what you're doing or watching, you could turn speech off and just use the braille display. That'll work up to 30 feet away because we included the higher output emitters. And if we don't, you know, the however many dozens of devices that are covered in our application don't include the thing that you've got because you've got the old Bamboozle 9000 VCR that hasn't been made since 1987, it also has a learn mode. So you can pull your Bamboozle remote out and get somebody to help you, and you can teach the PacMate how to do your Bamboozle VCR as well. So those things are coming. Come to the training if you want to sit down with myself or one of the two other fellows. Mike Tyndall is there, and Mark Royman, our product specialist, and we will be happy to put the keys in, let you drive the PacMate around the block a few times, kind of like Talladega, but you can stay in one spot. And also come to the four-hour presentation. Thanks.